Don't you know we come this far?
Welcome to the History of Christianity podcast with Daniel White the Third. My name is Sneaqua Grace White, and I am the fourth oldest daughter of Daniel White the Third. We are glad that you have joined us today as Daniel White the Third helps believers understand the basics of Christian history.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the History of Christianity podcast. My name is Daniel White the Third. President of Gospel Light Society International. This is podcast number 114. When I became a Christian nearly 40 years ago, a believer in Jesus Christ, I somehow had the crazy idea or notion that Christianity began when I got saved. I had such a dramatic conversion that I understand why I felt that way now. I had no concept of the hundreds, yea, thousands of years of history that Christianity had gone through since the time our Lord Jesus Christ was on earth some 2,000 years ago. I have found that many believers, young and old, have a similar notion. The purpose of this podcast is to dispel this notion by sharing with listeners the history of Christianity from the ministry of Jesus Christ all the way up until the present day in an easy-to-understand format and way. You don't have to worry. This is not a lecture. This is just a look at the basic facts and figures of Christian history that every believer and every person needs to be aware of. Our history of Christianity scripture passage today is Romans 10:9-10, which reads that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Our history of Christianity quote today is from D.L. Moody. He said, salvation is worth working for. It is worth a man's going around the world on his hands and knees, climbing its mountains, crossing its valleys, swimming its rivers, going through all manner of hardship in order to attain it, but we do not get it in that way. It is to him who believes. Last time in the history of Christianity, we looked at the Arian controversy and the Council of Nicaea, the outbreak of the controversy, part two. Today, in the history of Christianity, we are looking at the Arian controversy and the Council of Nicaea, the outbreak of the controversy, part three from Dr. Justo L. Gonzalez's fine book, The Story of Christianity, volume one. And of course, I want to remind you to take advantage of our special offer. If you enjoy this podcast, if you benefit from this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book that we are using as our text here at Gospel Light Society University, The Story of Christianity, Volume 1 by Dr. Justo L. Gonzalez. The book is available on our website for just $30. You can make your purchase today at historyofchristianitypodcast.com. Although these were the issues debated in the course of the controversy, quite possibly at the heart of the matter was also the question of how it is that Christ saves. For Alexander, and particularly for those who subsequently defended his views, especially Athanasius, Christ has achieved our salvation because in him God has entered human history and opened the way for our return to him. Apparently, Arius and his followers felt that Christ's role as Savior was imperiled by such a view, for Jesus had opened the way for salvation by his obedience to God, and such obedience would be meaningless if he himself was divine and not a creature. The conflict became public when Alexander, claiming that such was his authority and his responsibility as a bishop, condemned Arius's teachings and removed him from all posts in the church in Alexandria. Arius did not accept this judgment, but rather appealed both to the people of Alexandria and to a number of prominent bishops throughout the eastern portion of the empire who had been his fellow students in Antioch. Soon there were popular demonstrations in Alexandria, with people marching in the streets chanting Arius's theological refrains. The bishops to whom Arius had appealed, who called themselves fellow Lucianists in honor of their common teacher in Antioch, wrote letters declaring that the deposed presbyter was correct and that it was Alexander who was teaching false doctrine. Thus, the local disagreement in Alexandria threatened to divide the entire Eastern Church. Such was the state of affairs when Constantine, who had just defeated Licinius, decided to intervene. His first step was to send Bishop Hoshus of Cordoba, his advisor in ecclesiastical matters, to try to reconcile the two parties. When Hoshus reported that the dissension could not be resolved by mere amicable entreaties, Constantine decided to take a step that he had been considering for some time. He would call a great assembly or council of Christian bishops from all parts of the empire. Besides dealing with a number of issues that require the establishment of standard policies, this great council to meet in Nicaea, a city within easy reach of Constantinople, would resolve the controversy that had been broken out in Alexandria. Now, beloved, next time we will look at the Council of Nicaea. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for what you've done here today in our hearts. And we pray that you help us to grow and be the strong Christian people that you want us to be in times like these. In Jesus Christ's name we pray for our sake. Amen. Now, dear friends, simply knowing the facts about Christian history without knowing the one on whom this faith is based will do you no good. If you do not believe on the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, may I encourage you to get to know him today. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Simply believe in your heart that the Lord Jesus Christ died for your sins. He shed his blood for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can be a part of the church in this life, and in the life to come, live in heaven forever with God. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will do so. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Until next time, my beloved, please remember that history is truly His story. God bless you.